Are you sick and tired of watered-down talk radio?
Right back.
Listen to WS Radio. WSRadio.WS. The worldwide leader in internet talk.
Hi, welcome to Coping with Caregiving. I'm your host, Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, with a great lineup for you today. Our first guest is Denise Brown. She's the publisher and editor of Caregiving. It's a monthly print newsletter. And she's the creator of www.caregiving.com, an online support haven. She's also the author of The Caregiving Years, Six Stages to a Meaningful Journey. It's a handbook for family caregivers. In addition to all that, she is the founder and executive director of the Center for Family Caregivers, which is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping caregivers care for chronically ill or disabled family members. The center distributes educational materials called Kits for Caregivers, which helps caregivers through every stage of the journey. Denise has worked with family caregivers for 12 years. So, Denise, hi.
Hi.
Please tell everyone about these wonderful kits for caregivers that you have.
They are wonderful, actually. I had come up with the idea of trying to provide information to family caregivers from when they first start to care for an aging relative until their journey ends, probably about 5 or 6 years ago. It really took me that long to define how these packets of information would come to life. So we finally developed three different kits. There's a kit for when you first start to care for an aging relative. Then there's a kit for when you've been caring for an aging relative for several years. And then there's a kit when your role ends, when your care recipient has been placed in a nursing home or your care recipient has died. And really, each kit contains wonderful information and product suggestions that makes it easier for you to be a successful caregiver. And that's really what you and I are all about. We want people to feel good about the experience, to feel like it was a meaningful experience and something that profoundly changed their life for the better.
Fantastic. How can people get those?
Oh, it's easy. You can go to our website, and our website is familycaregivers.org. Each kit is $5, and that covers the cost of shipping and handling.
That is so inexpensive. Fantastic.
I know. We're trying to make it so that there's information that's affordable, so anyone really can get these kits. The other way is if they'd like to send a check or money order to our organization, they can do that. And I'll quickly give you what that address is. It's P.O. Box 224. It's in Park Ridge, which is two words, Illinois, 60068.
Fantastic. You know, I was over on your website, and I love your advice column. It is so great. You know, what are the most common questions that you get asked on there?
Siblings? How do you get siblings to help?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I had that one.
How do you? Yeah.
I had that one.
And money, financial concerns. Let's start with the siblings. I think typically there's one family member who is able to provide care. The makeup of a caregiver is very unusual. Not everyone is made to be a family caregiver. Not everyone has the patience, the demeanor, the backbone to do it.
Right.
And I think what's frustrating is if you can do it, then you think, well, why can't my sister? Why can't my brother? And I think that's really the question that people are asking is, if I can do it, why can't other family members do the same thing?
I felt like that, you know, when I was doing it all for my mom and dad and my brother, he just wasn't capable of it
right. Emotionally. Right.
And I had to let that go. I had to take the high road and say, you know, I'm capable and he isn't, and I'm going to love him anyway.
Right.
And what I tell everybody is, you know, ask for something specific.
Yeah.
You know, could you take mom to the doctor on Thursday? Could you go pick up the medications on Saturday for me? Something really specific, and then thank them 1,000 times
rather than,
well, you haven't done anything for 10 years.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, the other thing is to remember that people are caregivers in different ways. So oftentimes our male family members perhaps aren't there emotionally, but maybe they can manage the bills.
Right.
Maybe they can make phone calls to find out about what organizations in the community that can help. Maybe they're the ones that interact with the physician. There are different tasks that people can do that make them a caregiver, but not necessarily in the same way that the primary family caregiver is.
Right.
And that is okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I encourage people to remember is that even if a family member won't help, there is help out there. If your family members won't help, as you did, let it go, move on, and then think, okay, I'm going to look to the community to find out who can help me. Maybe it's not my family member, but the Alzheimer's Association, Area Agency on Aging, your church, House of Worship, those are great organizations to go to.
Right. And, you know, I tell people, you know, if you're a long distance and, you know, you're on one coast and your sister's taking care of your mom on the other coast, she will understand money.
You don't have to explain that. No. You don't have to explain what the check is for.
Send
right.
Send
exactly.
money and yeah. then send some more yeah. and then send some yeah. more because yeah. she gets that. Even
yeah.
though you can't be there because you have a family and a job and,
yeah.
you know, just call and say, you know, gosh, I wish I could be there, but, you know, let me send you some money to help out with mom
right.
and take her to have her hair done and buy her a new outfit with this.
Or
take yourself to a spa.
Use the money for a home health aide a couple times a week so that you get a break.
That's right.
So there are 4 hours. 2 mornings a week that you know are your own.
Right.
Yeah.
What was the other? You had another, the second
question? The finances.
Question?
Yeah. Yeah. How do you afford the care? And then how do you figure out how you're going to sustain your own lifestyle? If you're caring for someone, typically you find yourself in a situation where you might be saying, can I do this and still work? So the financial repercussions not only are in managing your care recipient's money to pay for care, but you're also worried about your own money.
Oh, we burned through my
yeah.
parents' life savings like that.
Yeah.
And then we start burning through mine.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. And how do you say, well, I can't spend any more money on mom's care? I mean, how can you? It's really difficult. So I always encourage family members to try to use resources in the community as much as possible. Try to figure out what the budget is and look to financial planners. Don't try to do it on your own.
And I tell everybody, Meals on Wheels, godsend, because, you know, for a few dollars, that cuts down, and it's delivered fresh,
right.
balanced, and cuts down on the amount of cooking and shopping that you have to do or a caregiver has to do. And it supplies a visitor to the home.
Right.
And they come in and they're volunteers. These people are volunteers that do this work.
You know, my first job working with older adults was managing a congregate meal site where we also delivered Meals on Wheels.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and I had a lot of volunteers that came in every day to deliver the meals. But if I didn't have a volunteer, then I would go out on my own. And I'll tell you, there is nothing more fulfilling than bringing a hot meal to a frail older adult who basically is homebound.
They love you.
Oh, boy, that's unconditional love.
That's right.
Anyone that's looking to volunteer, I would say call your local Meals on Wheels.
And your local library, too. They have some places have volunteer programs where you can take books and tapes to homebound persons. And that's just lovely supplies, another visitor coming to the home.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to ask you, you know, I know that you have this wonderful newsletter and your website sponsors yearly survey. Now, what have you learned from the results of that survey?
I started the survey in 1996, and so every year I've done it, and I've compared current year results with the first year, 1996, to really gauge where the family caregiver is. And I wanted to figure out, what do family caregivers need from the community? What advice would they give to other family caregivers? What's hard about the experience? Who's been most helpful? So those really are the questions that we ask. And by the way, if anyone completes the survey, and you can get a copy of the survey by going to the website, caregiving.com, you get 3 free issues to the newsletter as a way of our saying thanks for completing the survey.
Oh, great. Do it, everybody. It's a great newsletter, I got to tell you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. What's interesting about the survey is what family caregivers say is hardest about the experience. I think there's a few that you wouldn't be surprised to hear, finding affordable help. And the other one is getting other family members to help out. And the other one is finding time to socialize with family members and friends, because you're so engrossed and engulfed by someone else's care needs that it is hard to find time to actually go out and socialize, to have your own life.
And then you go out and you finally get up the courage to go out, and then you sit there and you're glum and you want to just purge your emotions about what you've been going through, and your friends that aren't going through caregiving, they glaze over.
they look at you like, what is the problem?
Yeah. And you look at them going, your time will come. Uh-huh.
Right, right.
And they just don't get it. So I tell everybody, too, and I'm sure you agree, is get thee to a support group around other people that are coping with caregiving, because then you're around like-minded people who are going to hug you and go, I know how hard it is.
Right. The other thing that's kind of comforting about a support group is you meet people who have what seems to be 10 times the worst situation than you do. I mean, you know, you don't feel so isolated and alone in all your problems because you think, oh, my gosh, Mary has it much worse than I do.
Well, that's what everybody told me when they read my book, you know, Elder Rage, which I know you read, is, oh, Jacqueline, I thought I had it bad until I read your book. You made me feel so much better. I'm not going to complain another minute about my situation.
And you said,
Because, you know, I had two of them. I had my dad, who was a rageaholic before he got Alzheimer's, and it was even worse after. And my sweet and lovely mom, who was sweet and lovely before Alzheimer's and sweeter and lovely after. But it was just two of them and a whole year out of my life with nobody directing me properly.
Yeah. So, you know, the other resource that I think people can look to is care managers. I'm doing a series in the newsletter, and the series also is on the website, about a family caregiver who lives in New York State. Her mother lives in the Midwest, and she's been trying to provide care for her, and she finally looked to a geriatric care manager, and it made such a difference for her. Really concerned about money, had a terribly tight budget to work on, but the geriatric care manager had so many contacts in the community that she was able to save this family caregiver so much money that the actual expense of the geriatric care manager was nominal.
Fantastic. Tell everybody how they find one.
They can go to the National Association of Geriatric Care Managers website, and that website is caremanager.org.
Yeah, it's the best thing. I tell everybody, you know, don't even try to figure it out. If you don't have a background in this, you haven't been around caregiving before, just get a care manager in there ASAP. They'll walk in, they'll evaluate everything.
Right.
Boom, 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 and they're going to give you all the ideas of what you need to do to solve it.
There's something to be said about a professional who knows the system, because it's so difficult to navigate on your own and figure out who's the good agency in town, who's the good hospital, where do I find a good geriatrician that will really help my mom. It's hard to know these things.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's interesting, on our support group, one of our support groups, a discussion came up last week that I thought was so interesting, and it was, is it harder to raise children, or is it harder to care for your aging relative?
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
and I've heard a statistic that, you know, however long you plan to take care of your parents, for about the same amount of time that they took care of you.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? My parents will take care of me, so I guess I'll be caring for them for 40 years. So anyway, I think that's true. And, you know, the discussion really was also based on people could relate to the issues that you have when you're raising your children, but people can't necessarily relate to the issues you have when you're caring for an aging relative unless you're actually in that role, which goes back to what you were talking about before. Find a good support system. If a support group isn't right for you, and sometimes it's not, at least find people in your community that understand, that can walk the walk with you, and will say to you on a regular basis, you're doing great, because that's so nice to hear.
And tell everybody how they find the support group, the Alzheimer's Association,
number
one.
Yeah, Area Agency on Aging can refer you to local support groups and other disease-specific associations like National Kidney Foundation, Arthritis Foundation. They can refer you to support groups as well. A lot of House of Worships also have support groups.
Oh, you know, and it's so great when you come up with it. I'm going through this, and somebody goes, oh, I went through that. Here's what you do. And you go, oh, my gosh, somebody who can help me, really, really specific help me.
Right.
Oh, my goodness, you know. There's just so much to be learned. We're getting close to the end of our segment here, so we're going to, in a few minutes, in a minute here, we'll take a break. But I want everybody to know to look on your website, which is www.caregiving.com, and your other one is familycaregivers.org. There's so many wonderful resources on there. So So we've got a little bit more time. Tell me what else, Denise. What's
you know, I'm trying to think of what features. I just updated my site. I do update my site probably 3 or 4 times a week, try to always add new features. One of the areas that's really helpful is the caregiving years. And there are links to resources on the internet as well as in the community. And we have probably 250 different links to organizations that can help. We really have tried to break down the experience so you can find the help you need when you need it. When you're first starting out, when you've been caring for 5, 6, 7, 15 years, and more importantly, when your role ends, because you know you're different when it ends than you were when it started. And sometimes the struggle then is, how do you mainstream back into society? You've learned all these things about yourself and about life and death. And then how do you take what you've learned and then recreate your life? Sometimes that's a struggle, too. So we also have information to try to help you do that as well.
And, of course, I recommend journaling. Mm-hmm. I wrote a whole book to journal about this. I was so compelled. I had a gal send me an email the other day, and it was like pages and pages. And I said, you know, you need to make this a little shorter, but I understand you need to vent. And she emails back, I'm so sorry. I need to vent. I said, honey, it's okay. I wrote a whole book to vent. So journal, write it down.
Definitely. You know, we have these emotions, and they're negative, and we don't want to keep them inside. We want to put them somewhere. So put them in a journal, put them in a garden, put it in a daily walk, put it somewhere.
Right.
Don't keep it in.
And I'm your host for Coping with Caregiving, discussing everything you ever wanted to know about elder care but were afraid to ask. We'll be taking your questions at 888-327-0061. And remember to join us here every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. That's Pacific time. Tell your friends. And don't forget that you can listen online by Tuesday every week when the show is archived on WSRadio.WS, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Help us lead the way. Tell a friend. We are WS Radio. WSRadio.WS, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.